take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Mr. St. Ors, how are you?
I'm
welcome
doing good.
To Pep Talk.
You know, it's Ash Wednesday today. So
it is Ash Wednesday.
You know, I totally got in. It was 8 o'clock last night, and I realized I hadn't had any red beans and rice. I didn't realize it was Tuesday yesterday.
we didn't have red beans, obviously.
So.
No, I saw a couple of things on the news this morning watching about some people in New Orleans braved the cold. But a lot of us were just not prepared for this.
Yeah.
We have been boiled for all summer long, and our blood has acclimated to being warm. We're basically snakes here. We just, like, want to be burrowed in the ground. So
my daughter, Sarah Shea, who does the jingle on some of our commercial spots, she lives in New Orleans. So yesterday she got all dressed up in her garb, and her neighbor had a king cake, and that was their...
Yes.
She said the streets were deserted over in New Orleans, but she sent us a picture of her and her revelry and all that. So Sarah Shea's probably not listening this morning, but shout out to her over there in NOLA.
Yes.
So it's back to quiet like it has been for a while. So.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes quiet is good. It means people are safe.
That's it. That's
right?
Right?
That's what we want. We want people safe, we want people calm, and we want people to have good air quality. No mold,
right.
No itchy eyes.
Right. So, yeah, I was telling Jenna before that I had a lady that needed to see me early this morning because of her schedule and ours and all that. And she had the heater blazing away this morning like everybody has had. And, man, it was an air conditioner that hadn't been maintained. There was a lot of microbial growth and a lot of junk in that. And the heater was just burning that stuff off. Obviously, you know, over the heating that we've had the last few days, it should have cleaned all that up. But if you don't keep up with your air conditioner or your heater and you run that thing long term, like we have been doing the last couple days, you get a lot of particulate. You get a lot of stuff that accumulates in our humid summers over the other seasons, and then it burns off. And it becomes, it's not good for you. It's not healthy.
Yeah, that first initial burn when you turn on your...
Well, everybody gets that odor like, oh, man, the heater hadn't run for 7 months, 8 months. It's like, that stinks.
Yeah, right. Okay. Hopefully we didn't cook like a little lizard on there or something,
right.
But
if your heater stinks when it blows, let us know, let us know.
I love it. And hey, let us know if you have any questions. 437-1620. Text us, call us. We'd love to hear from you again. 437-1620. Maybe you have a question about some smells in your air, some smells in your air ducts come in that don't smell just quite right.
Right.
Let
and
us
you,
know.
You can call us at the office at 934-2768. That's Gulf Coast Air Care. We're over in Gulf Breeze. We're making the big loop through the traffic wasn't so bad on Avalon this morning.
Oh, good.
Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And like I said, 437-1620 here on the air or 934-2768. Over there, Vanessa is snuggled up to the heater over there at the shop awaiting this big, huge roll of a delivery of air filter media.
Okay,
that we're
yes.
getting today. We have a new product that we got direct from the mill. So we're excited about the new air filter supplier that we have. Doesn't mean anything different for our filter customers. Jenna, you know what I always say. If you don't have a good air filter...
You are one.
Yeah, that's right.
It grosses me out every time I think of it. I get a little...
like, ew. So people ask me, like, well, what can I do, you know, to improve my own indoor air quality without having to get somebody involved from Gulf Coast Air Care, like a professional? You know, we've been doing this 27 years, and I can tell you, in the summertime, keep up with your drain line. In the wintertime, you know, the air's running a little bit more, the furnaces run a little bit more the last few days. Change your air filter, you know, and this is one of the ones that we have that I want you to describe this because this is probably new to you, but that frame has a patent on that, those two rubber gaskets.
Yeah.
So it's like little windshield wiper edges on there.
It feels like kind of the buffer edge when you close a window.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That squeegee kind of feeling. So it kind of will mold to the crevice.
The idea is when you put that in the filter grill in the wall or in the ceiling, those two little gaskets, those two little windshield wiper edges like that, they create an airtight seal, so it forces everything to go through that green and white filter media there.
Yes, and that filter.
You get a lot better dust control when you don't have a cardboard frame in there that's, you know, the airflow is going around the edge of the frame.
Sometimes if you pull it out, you'll see that it's bent.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of taking a blow from the wind. Yeah, especially people who run their fan a lot. Instead of keeping it on auto.
Right. And that's a no-no. You don't want to do that. If during air conditioning season you do that, you're pushing moisture up into the ductwork. Bad idea. It does do a lot more filtration. However, the consequences are horrific usually when you run the fan in the on position rather than the auto position.
What would make somebody want to leave the fan in on?
Well, they get the house. I see why it happens in the wintertime. They get the house to a good temperature,
okay. And
they just want to keep cycling that warm air through the system.
Okay.
And so, you know, it makes sense that the fan will just continue to cycle that airflow. So if you're getting hot and cold spots in the house, like you got a couple of rooms that are not warm enough,
mm-hmm.
and it's warm in the rest of the house, people go to the fan and turn it to the on position. However, the bigger issue is that you've got some duct leakage somewhere. And today, unlike summer, we're running hot air through the ductwork in a cold attic. Mm-hmm. In the summertime, we're running cold air through the hot attic. And so some of that heat gain or that heat load is escaping into the attics, not making it into the house. So, you know, the issue is you've got a problem with the duct,
okay. And
that's where you need to call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 934-2768, and let us come out and evaluate what's going on with that duct, especially if you have hot and cold rooms or, you know, you don't have that right comfort level in the house. In winter, you know, like Lisa was talking on the last segment, in winter, our humidity levels are typically lower. So the comfort issues are a lot better than in the summertime because we typically have 40% and 50% relative humidity from our weather in the winter. So, but if you have a room that's either not warming up well or doesn't get enough airflow, that's a duct issue, and we can come out and take a look, do an inspection, do an evaluation. It's no charge for an inspection. We have 27 years experience in the business, so we're starting to get this figured out pretty much. So,
right, I'd hope. No, that's awesome. And that's what you want. You want experience because 27 years, that means you've seen a lot happen and several different scenarios. And we have a question. I jotted it down real quick.
Oh, cool.
Right. How often do I clean vents? And by that, I guess they mean vent
the duct
covers
work. Mm-hmm.
Or the duct work. I'm not really sure. So,
well, people say duct, registered, vents, the duct system, the duct, you know, all that. So we tell people it depends on the type of filters you use, how you set the thermostat, the traffic you have in the house, and just the overall buildup, and then how leaky the duct system is. But typically, 5 to 6, 7 years, something like that. If your system's running correctly and it's set up right, the return is good, your filters are sized correctly, you should not have a whole lot of buildup. You want to have somebody looking at the air conditioner equipment, at the air handler, at the furnace, at a minimum once a year. It's just, you know, because it'll bite you in the butt if you don't have somebody looking at your equipment. But on the duct cleaning, you know, it's a longer term situation where, I mean, you don't have to. I have these people that call me every 2-3 years, and I'm like, you really don't have that much accumulation if you're using appropriate filtration and you're running the system. Now, if you're in your house at 68 degrees in the summer and you're using a cheap throwaway filter where you can read the newspaper through that,
Yeah,
you're going to have a lot of buildup in there.
Yeah. And I mean, generally, I'm a different human, and everybody is different. They have that personal
right.
level that they have to keep. And so for me, I, and this is this bothers so many people, but 76 to 78 is comforting to me in my home summer.
Especially if the humidity's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you change your setting in the winter time? Are you bumping down a little bit?
So I do, and in the winter we try not to run the heat except for on these really cold days.
Right.
And even then, because heat rises and we live in a two-story home, you're basically pumping the heat.
Yeah.
If you're
out.
Trying to stay down, keep it just a good level. And so, again, people laugh and some people don't like it, but 63 tends to keep it at a really good temperature. And
you
can always put
a jacket or sweater, sweatshirt on.
Slippers, a sweater, a robe. You can always put on more clothes. You know, you're fine.
When is your chance? I mean, you don't have too many opportunities to get out those cool, fuzzy slippers that you have.
Exactly. I mean,
you know, the ones with Bugs Bunny on them or those cool slippers you got the last time we went to Disney. Wait. When was the last time anybody went to Disney? It's been forever.
It's been a minute. And I'm a Tweety Bird girl. I don't think a lot of people were Tweety Bird girl. But, you know, then again, from the early 90s, that was really cool, was Tweety Bird socks. And we have another question. How much should a decent air filter cost? I guess that's a good established air filter.
Well, they're priced based on how effective they are. But really... Okay. In the long run, you want dust control because it impacts how much you have to clean, how much impact you have on indoor air quality. Our AirSafe filter is $87. Lifetime warranty on the frame, 6 months worth of media initially, and then the replacement pieces are $4.50 a piece. And I buy the stuff, like I said earlier, in a truckload. I have a truckload of air filter media coming today, a truckload. And we'll cut the pieces for you and deliver them. So in the long run, you know, if you're spending $4, $5, $6 a month on filtration and getting good dust control, that is a super value. I see people that buy these ultra pleat, super honeycomb looking filters at the big box stores, and they pay $16, $18, $20 a piece for those. They say it's a 90-day filter, but it never makes it to 90 days. So, you know, then you've overpaid for a filter that doesn't last that long. And if it's not putting the right size filter, if it's undersized, my analogy is always, so we're trying to out there run in a marathon, but we're breathing through a coffee straw. Mm. That's exactly what's happening when you have too small of a return or too small of an opening for your filter in your system. So a couple of bad things are an oversized air conditioner in the summertime. It short cycles. It doesn't run long enough to dehumidify. And an undersized return, which is, you know, a 12 by 24 filter on a 3-ton unit. That thing just cannot breathe at all. And it's not in the building code. It should be. And it's recommended that you have 1.5 to 2 square feet per ton for the air conditioner filter. But it's not in the code. So, I mean, that's one of the most common things that I see is undersized return. And then when you have an undersized return, whatever type of filter you choose, Jenny, you can't get the right thing in there because it's undersized. It doesn't work correctly.
That's crazy. So you guys will come out and measure for somebody and tell whether that opening in return is the proper size for
their
home.
We have a special consumer's report that we can send you via email that will show you how to figure out how to know what it is. And the you know, if you're a DIY person, I mean, we'll tell you how to cut those openings and get all that stuff put in there yourself. But we do have a consumer's report on sizing the return in your system. Call us at 934-2768. GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. We'll be happy to send you that information. And then, you know, you're just on down the path doing something that is easy for you to maintain and you don't have to get a professional involved.
Wow. And we please keep your questions and comments coming in. 437-1620. Todd, you're awesome. There's a question right now. So for a 1,300 square foot home, how big should a return be?
Well, it depends on the size of the air conditioner. So that's probably 2 or 2.5 tons there.
Okay.
You should have 2 12 by 24s in that house.
Oh,
then
so
you can
two.
Run. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Or, you know, a 16 by 25, or it just depends on where the unit is, if it's in the center of the house, if it's in the middle of the hallway. If it's at one end of the house and your sleeping area is in the other end of the house, then you have a different issue. So it all goes by design, and it goes by how the system is set up, where the thermostat's located, where the filter grill is. You know, there's just a lot of different factors that go into that. So if you send me whoever that person is, call the office and send us a couple photos and we can evaluate that. We don't even need to come out. We can tell you, hey, this needs to be a little bigger or it's okay. Or, you know, take a picture of the current filter that you have in there. But change your air filter. That's one of the things that in the wintertime, you know, because we got these furnaces and these electric heat pumps running and burning off all this stuff that's built up in the system, you know, filtration is a lot more important at this point right now.
Right.
So I'll tell you one I had the other day is, you know, a lady called me out. She said, hey, you know, I want to get this checked out. Something's wrong. Something's not right. So I popped the attic hatch and started to go up there and it was warm, you know, and it was 37 degrees that day. And I was like, your attic should not be warm. You got some duct leakage in there. So she's like, oh, I said, all that needs to be coming into the house. And one of the issues she had was a duct leak, and somebody had crushed the duct going in and out traffic in her attic. Mm-hmm. The other thing was she had a super undersized return. You know, it just wasn't the right size. And so to account for the duct leakage, the air conditioner was really trying to suck through that little hole, and it didn't work. Wow. So that's one of the problems that we ran into recently.
You know, so one thing I learned, and this was years ago when we first moved here to the South and realized how, you know, we don't have central air up north. I didn't grow up with it.
Right,
it was
right.
That you cracked your window and you just dealt with if something crawled in it. Okay. So eventually we got some screens. But one of the things that, you know, I learned when we moved here was we lived in a little home, probably about 900 square feet.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And the airflow was excellent because when they redid the home and upgraded, they mm-hmm. put the air conditioning system in the center next to the house.
Right.
And so the return was right there in the center of mm-hmm. the whole house. Mm-hmm. So it didn't have to work as hard.
Right.
Now, my sister-in-law, she lived in about the same size home. Not joking. They put the air conditioning in the backyard.
Right.
And so it had to work extra hard to move all the way through. And the return was in the kitchen, which was in the front of the house.
Right.
So it had to work super hard. I feel like those kind of things, too, have those mistakes that were made in the
right.
past, even up to, I believe, our house was at the time redone like 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
People have learned from those mistakes and not in the placement. But you said before, like, with the sizing
mm-hmm.
of the return, that should be something that is just kind of, you used a specific word.
It's not in the building code, but
okay,
it should
code.
Be. You know, I mean, it's recommended that you have X amount of return size. You know, and one of the things that we find oftentimes is we're correcting design issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that long return run and that setup like that, that's a design issue. Once a house is built, was built in the 70s or 80s or 90s, you really can't go back and fix that or change that significantly, but you can tweak it. We change the size of the filter openings. We put in balance dampers. You know, there's a lot of different things that we can do. So call us, 850-934-2768. That's Gulf Coast Air Care. And our website is gulfcoastaircare.com.
I love that. And you, like you said, you can help in those mistakes that have been made in the past. I'm a natural justice seeker, so it just bothers me when something's not done correctly, you know? And so, and bless you for coming in and helping us after you've already had such a busy and crazy morning. And we have another question coming in. I appreciate
okay.
it. Please keep them coming. 437-1620. You know, we want to know, okay, people tell you when you buy a home, there's like this little capped area inside by your return unit.
Yep.
They say to take the cap off and pour in bleach. Is that something you recommend or call you instead of pouring bleach?
No. So one of the things that came out a couple years ago is a manufacturer said, we want to switch everybody over from bleach to vinegar. That drain line has water in it when you're running the air conditioner.
Yes.
During the heating season, it's dry. So what's up in there in that drain tube, you know, it goes from, let's say the air handler's here in the hallway and the air conditioner is out on one end of the house. So there's a drain line draining all that water outside the house. That's what the little T or that connector, that cap is for. But instead of putting bleach down in there, which is corrosive if it gets back into the drain pan in the unit, and it causes corrosion and rust and all that. The manufacturers have said, let's switch to 2 cups of vinegar instead of 2 cups of water, just plain white distilled vinegar. Let it sit in there about 10 minutes and then chase it with 2 cups of warm water. You don't need to do that in this season right now because all the air conditioners are dry. The drain lines are, nobody's running their air conditioning right now. And that's what produces the moisture. But instead of bleach, we want everybody to switch over to vinegar. Because all we're trying to do is keep that drain line that runs to the outside unit or the outside of the house. We're trying to keep that clear. And so we don't want to put bleach in that can get in on the coils. And bleach is not good if it gets in the airstream anyways. Vinegar is less offensive. And, you know, from an environmental standpoint outside, you want vinegar coming outside the side of your house, not bleach. Because, you know, there's a lot of water that drips out there.
So. Yeah.
And that's a great question, but it's kind of an air conditioner season question. So
yes, but
don't
I
need
love
to do that.
That
right now.
And, hey, okay, we have David from Pensacola. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing awesome.
We're doing great. What's your question?
Hello, Todd. I don't have a question, but I have an attaboy.
Oh, all right. That
I had Todd's team come into my house, and they went and sealed all my ductwork up, sealed up my heater closets, and also cleaned all the ducts. Now, I've gone from 12 by 24 air filter to 2, and my house stays so much more comfortable. I don't have the dirt clicking on my ceiling by all the ducts ever since they've done that. And I'm saying they do a fantastic job, and I really appreciate the work that they did in my house.
As I recall, your utility bill went down significantly too, didn't it? You had called me before.
Yes, it did, by over 30%.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. So, yeah, and we need that reduction on this cold weather right here because the heaters are running strong. So, David, I hope you're doing well. We appreciate your call this morning.
Thank you.
That's awesome. We love hearing from y'all. That's right there.
He's one of the best carpet cleaners in town, that guy.
Look at that.
From Elite Services Quality Clean.
Well,
and they're awesome. We use them. And we did a process at his house, and he's like, oh, my God. You know, he said, I've been in the business. I understand this. But, wow, what a difference it made.
Well, yeah, so, carpet cleaning and quality air care, I feel like, goes hand in hand.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand. You know, I get a lot of questions about, well, what about carpets? What about smooth floors and dust? Well, they're all related. If you have smooth floors, hardwood, tile, you know, any smooth surface, the dust just moves along that smooth surface. If you have carpet, you need to have it cleaned on a regular basis because it's kind of a reservoir for the dust. Mm-hmm. So your filters are going to be fuller with dust and particulate and allergens if you have smooth floors. If you have carpet, you need to call somebody like David and get the carpets cleaned. But, you know, I had people rushing away from they were saying, oh, we don't want carpets anymore, bad indoor air quality. Not necessarily true if you maintain your carpets and your floor coverings. The way area rugs, they do area rugs too, and you can take those out and have them cleaned. But if you have smooth floors, that dust is following you or the kids or the pets through the house, and that's why there's a perceived dust issue. You know, there's also a lot of things that we do at Gulf Coast Air Care, sealing up gaps, cracks, and holes. That's a huge part of our business. So if we can help you, call us at 934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. We do free inspections. We are over in Gulf Breeze. And, you know, we've been in business 27 years. It's time for you to call us and meet this guy right here.